You're back on Inside the Numbers. Boji Wood joined by Mike Bernard from OTM Sports. We're going over some bowl games for this coming week. The Boca Raton Bowl is Tuesday night, December the 19th, and it's a 7 p.m. Eastern kick time down in Boca Raton in the home stadium of Florida Atlantic, who's playing in the bowl game versus Akron. Of course, we've got two coaching legend sons in this game, Lane Kiffin, of course, son of Monty Kiffin, and Terry Bowden, son of Bobby Bowden. Kiffin's first year back being a head coach after being at Alabama for a few years as offensive coordinator. He's taken the Owls from a 3-9 season to 10-3 this year. Terry Bowden Zips, they won seven games despite several key injuries and a tough non-conference schedule that included Penn State and Iowa State. And again, this is going to be like a home game for Florida Atlantic, but they've got to be excited about playing in this bowl game. Of course, Akron now, under Terry Bowden, they kind of getting into a habit of going to bowl games.
Yeah, Terry Bowden led them to their first ever bowl win. They're used to going to bowls. Back to playing at Florida Atlantic Stadium, I don't know if that's ever happened before, but I know for a fact that it's very unusual to see a team play their conference championship game at home and then play their bowl game at home. I don't think it's ever happened. Florida Atlantic beat North Texas in the Conference USA championship game just 2 weeks ago. Akron, they lost to Toledo in the MAC championship game. Toledo was leading that game 45-14. Akron scored two late touchdowns to make it a little more respectable.
Yeah, Toledo really had them outclassed in that game. And I think you're right. I don't know if I've ever heard of a team playing both their conference championship game and then playing a bowl game in their home stadium. Of course, bowl games have been played in their home stadium before. Miami used to play in the old Orange Bowl in their home stadium. And, matter of fact, they'll be doing the same thing this year. And then, of course, Arizona State, when they used to play in the Fiesta Bowl, they used to play in their home stadium. And UCLA, once they made the Rose Bowl their home stadium back in 1982, then, yeah, when they got to play in the Rose Bowl or get to play in the Rose Bowl, they're fortunate enough to be playing in their home stadium. But these two coaches, listen, Terry Bowden, of course, had a great career at the NAI level, Division III level, 1AA level. And then when he first got his crack at Division I, he went 21-1 in his first 22 games at Auburn. And, of course, it didn't last very long. A lot of internal strife there. He ends up taking a break from coaching for about 10 years. Gets back into it at the Division II level at North Alabama. He's a playoff team there his very first year. And after a couple of years of success there, gets the Akron job, where he had been the quarterback coach there many years ago under Jerry Faust. Lane Kiffin, everyone remembers Lane Kiffin saga, gets fired from the Raiders, gets the Tennessee job, leaves after only about 7-8 months on the job at Tennessee, goes back to USC, which was his dream job, and then Pat Hayden fires him on the tarmac after a loss to Arizona State. A lot of people didn't think that Kiffin would get a chance to be a head coach again, that he would be relegated to an assistant position, and he did that job very well for Nick Saban at Alabama. Matter of fact, he's got some national championship rings to put on his fingers because of that time at Alabama. But he took a pay cut, went back to Florida Atlantic to be a head coach, and while he does some adolescent things still with Twitter and so forth, but you can tell he has grown as a head coach, and he's got the Owls playing very well, and they're believing in themselves.
Oh, yeah. And, look, they have a great offensive team. And, of course, he's an offensive mind. Sometimes his play calls look like more like a video game. But anyway, to me, when I look at this bowl game, Coach, it's about motivation, and that's always the biggest factor when I handicap bowl games, is motivate. Who's more motivated to be there? Florida Atlantic is at home. They're favored by more than three touchdowns. That's very unusual to see that type of a line in a bowl game. Akron, I think they're probably glad to be in Boca instead of the frigid weather in Akron, Ohio. I feel Akron may be a little more motivated, but they're undermanned due to injury and just the lack of speed. In comparison to the Florida Atlantic skill players.
Yeah, an exciting player to look for in this game is Florida Atlantic's Devin Singletary. He's a running back that has run for 100-plus yards, 11 straight games, and he's got 29 rushing TDs, which is 8 more than any other player in the nation.
Right, and that's in all of FBS college football. And, Coach, I don't know how much you watched of the Conference USA championship game, but we had a selection on Florida Atlantic in that game, and they're up 34-0. And Lane Kiffin is running reverse pass, you know, video game plays when they're up 34-0, and the game actually got a little bit close, but it had to drive you nuts as a defensive coach.
It does, and when you're a defensive coordinator, you know, listen, Coach, we've got the lead. Just, you know, play conservative. Don't do anything that's going to get us into trouble. And like I said, as a defensive coordinator, you're just sitting over there pulling your hat out and saying, why in the world is he doing these things?
Right, and same as a handicapper. Take a look at some numbers in the game. Akron. They have 7 wins. They have some losses, but they're great against the spread. They've covered 8 of their last 10 games. Their offense isn't flashy, so they get value in the point spread. Florida Atlantic also, they're on a good spread run. They've covered 5 straight. They're 5-0 on neutral site games, but that really doesn't apply because they're actually playing in their home stadium. One other trend I'll point out, Coach, is the under is 13-3. In Akron's last 16 games when they come off a bad game allowing 40-plus points. So the defense usually rebounds well.
All right, everyone hang in there. We'll be right back after this quick break. You're listening to Inside the Numbers.
Don't want no cloudy morning. Won't you hear what I say? There won't be no tomorrow if you're not with me today. I won't live without.